8 candidates are running in the Republican primary in the 13th Congressional District, one of Pennsylvania's seats in the U.S. House. One of those candidates is Art Halverson. WPSU's Ann Danahy talked with Halverson about why he's running and what he sees as priorities for the next Congress.
Art Halverson, thank you for joining us. You're retired from the military and live in Bedford County. Why did you decide you want to run for Congress?
My mission in life is not over. I served in the military, as you said. I've also had a very successful business career with God's blessing on my life. I have 6 children. They're all grown, and they're fine. We now have 13 grandchildren, however, and I don't think the world is in a very good shape. And I think it's prospectively not going to be in good shape unless something does something to change the direction that we're going as a country. So I feel I have the experience and some ideas about how to reform our federal government, and so I'm running for Congress.
And you're one of 8 Republicans on the ballot this primary. What makes you the best choice for voters?
Well, the first point is that I'm the only one that ran in 2016 that made it possible that there would be 8 people running. I ran against Mr. Schuster. He beat me by less than 1 vote per precinct.
Why do you think that made it possible that there's 8 people running now?
Because our polls and his polls showed that I would beat him this time. So he pulled out. He retired or at least announced his retirement January 2nd.
So you did run against the incumbent twice, and he's not running for re-election. What would you say to the voter who says you had your chance at the seat, you took a shot at it, and now it's time to step aside and let some new candidates come in?
Because, as I say, I'm the one that made it possible. I firmly believe, I don't think there's any dispute, that he would be running again if I wasn't running and hadn't come so close to beating him last time. And the other thing is that I'm the only one that has served in Washington as a senior military officer. I've served 5.5 years in Washington after 9/11. Had a big part of rewriting the maritime security policy, standing up the new Homeland Security Department, and I was in charge of reorganizing the entire Coast Guard. So I've had extensive Washington experience.
What would you see as your priority if you were elected?
Reforming Congress. They're no longer in the business of governing the country. They're in the business of controlling the country. Everything that they do, not everything, but a big part of what they do is duplicated in the states. Wasn't intended to be this way. So we've got agriculture, education, transportation, go down the list of the ABC agencies, and most of that is duplicated in the states. It's the state's duty, local duties, not the federal government's.
So what type of reform would you like to see yourself spearheading?
Well, we have to start by changing the structure and the people that are up there. They're career politicians. That's what we've evolved to. That's why we see the status quo practiced as a general rule. We see nothing getting done. So we have to replace those career politicians. So that's what I set out to do. Bill Schuster was a career politician. He's a rhino, doesn't represent me or my party. And he needed to be gone, as did Boehner. And that's what I set out to do. That's what I accomplished. Now I want to finish the job and go to Washington.
And you've been a supporter of Donald Trump, too. What grade would you give him so far?
I give him an A-. I think he has attempted to do virtually everything he set out to do and said he was going to do. Congress is in his way. Our own party is in his way. So we created unified government. But as I said, it's not about governance. It's about control. And so now that he's there, the career politicians don't want to give up their control. And that's, I think, what Donald Trump effectively, his agenda would do is give power back to the people.
And you said that you'd like to see tighter border control. This is a two-part question. Do you support building a wall with Mexico, and how would the country pay for it?
Well, the wall is a symbol for a secure border. And so I support securing our border and enforcing existing laws. As I mentioned earlier, I helped rewrite the maritime security policy for the country as a Coast Guard, senior Coast Guard officer. That was our job, securing the border. I patrolled the maritime border, interdicted drug smugglers, human traffickers. And our borders are porous on the land side. The maritime side, I believe we have them secure. But on the land side, we don't. It's too politicized. We need to move forward with that. And Congress is impeding that. And frankly, that's a threat to national security.
What would you like to see Congress do? And you mentioned earlier, too, that you think Congress is impeding the president.
Right.
Are there any specific changes you'd like to see happen?
Sure. They need to fully fund it. They need to make it clear that they support securing the border so that only the people that come in are authorized to come in and illegal people are kept out, including national security threats like terrorists, drug smugglers, human traffickers, people that are destroying our nation are coming in through the southern border. That doesn't have to be. The American people support security. Congress needs to get it done. They've got a willing president. There's no excuse.
One of the arguments has been that President Trump said Mexico was going to pay for it. What do you say to that?
That's a red herring. That's not a significant point here. He probably shouldn't have said that. It's really not to the point.
And you've been very supportive of the National Rifle Association. Polls done show that there's growing support for stricter gun control measures. Would you be open to any type of changes in the country's gun control laws?
Well, I don't know if polls show that or not. Maybe they do. Polls show lots of things. I'm not in favor of stricter gun control. That's not the problem. Switzerland has more guns per capita than any nation in the world, and they don't have mass shootings. Places in America where you have tough gun control, only the criminals have guns, and the poor people that are getting killed can't defend themselves. I'm for self-defense, and I'm for the American people being able to defend themselves against tyranny of government. That's what the Second Amendment's about.
And you've said that abortion is the number one issue, and you want to be part of a caucus that would not support budgets that include funding for Planned Parenthood.
Right.
Isn't part of being a lawmaker compromising?
Not compromising your principles, no. It's about what's best for America, and the death culture that Planned Parenthood represents, it's a symbol, as well as an established factory for death. And we have a death culture in America. I want a life culture. I'm all about adoption in lieu of abortion. My wife and I adopted our oldest daughter, for example. We had to go to South Korea because abortions in America made children available for adoption hard. And we fostered children. We are about building a culture that would sustain and support life. And so that's the issue here on abortion.
Art Halverson, Republican candidate for the U.S. House, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Art Halverson is a Republican candidate in the 13th Congressional District in Pennsylvania. WPSU invited all candidates in competitive races for U.S. House seats in the 12th, 13th, and 15th Congressional Districts for interviews. To listen to interviews and find out more about the races, go to wpsu.org/vote18.